At last, Maccabeus swung his arms and shifted his weight forward. He stepped slowly toward the mosaic, a circular mandala, the boundary of which was dominated by 7 multicolored rings, each comprised of a different mineral. At the center of each ring was a simplified version of a forerunner glyph, the sort of basic designs one might expect to see in a primer on more advanced religious concepts. The chieftain stepped into a ring of obsidian shards.
"Abandonment," he boomed.
"The First Age," the pack snapped, their teeth wet with saliva. "Ignorance and fear." Maccabeus moved clockwise to a second ring of iron.
"Conflict,"
he said sternly. "The Second Age, rivalry and bloodshed." Maccabeus had picked his pack, assessed each member as it grew from whelp to adult, based on the strength of their convictions. For him, it was belief that made the warrior, not strength or speed or cunning, though his pack had all this and more. And at times like these, he was most satisfied with his selections.
"Reconciliation," Maccabeus growled inside a ring of polished jade.
"The third, humility and brotherhood." Despite their growing hunger, the pack would not think of interrupting their chieftain as he performed the progression of the ages, blessed their meat, and gave thanks for the safe conclusion of their jump. Less disciplined Jirohane would have quickly lost patience and torn willy-nilly into the delectable beast.
"Discovery,"
the chieftain rumbled, stopping in a ring of geodes. The halved stones stuck to his feet like tiny open mouths.
"Fourth," replied the pack, "wonder and understanding."
"Conversion."
"Fifth, obedience and freedom."
"Doubt."
"Sixth, faith and patience."
At last, Maccabeus reached the final ring, bright flakes of forerunner alloy generously donated by the Sanshium. For those of faith, the sparkling wafers from some unknown godly structure were Rapid Conversion's most precious tonnage. Maccabeus took care not to touch them as he stepped into the ring.
"Reclamation,"
he concluded, his voice full of reverence.
"Seventh, journey and salvation,"
the pack thundered, louder than they had before. 7 rings for 7 ages, the chieftain mused, to help us remember Halo and its divine light. Like all devout covenant, Maccabeus believed the prophets would someday discover the sacred rings and use them to begin the great journey, escape this doomed existence as the forerunners had before. But in the meantime, his pack would eat.
"Praise be to the holy prophets," he intoned. "May we help keep them safe as they work to find the path."
His pack dropped their arms and settled back upon their heels. By now their tabards were soaked with bitter-smelling sweat. One Jirohane rolled his shoulders, another scratched a demanding itch, but all waited without complaint for their chieftain to take his pick of meat. The thorn beast's ample thighs, hulking ribs, or even its stunted forelegs were all popular first choices. But Maccabeus had an unusual favorite morsel, the smallest of the 5 thorns that ridged the creature's high-arched back. Properly cooked, and as the chieftain worked the thorn back and forth in its socket, he could tell it was, the appendage would pop away from the base of the beast's neck, bringing its muscle bed with it, a tender ball of meat on a crisp and oily cone, an appetizer, and dessert. But as the chieftain brought the meatball eagerly to his lips, he felt a rattle on his belt. Transferring the thorn to his offhand, Maccabeus activated his signal unit.
"Speak,"
he barked, keeping his anger in check.
"The castaways are aboard,"
growled Rapid Conversion security officer, Maccabeus's second in command.
"Do they have relics in their possession?"
"I cannot tell."
Maccabeus dipped the thorn into a bowl of sauce at the edge of the platter.
"Did you search them?"
"They refused to leave their pod."
Standing so close to the thorn beast, Maccabeus's nostrils were permeated with its scent. His appetite was piqued, but he wanted to savor his first bite without distraction.
"Then perhaps you should remove them."
"The situation is complex."
The security officer's tone was both apologetic and excited.
"I think, Chieftain, you may wish to assess it for yourself." If it were any other Jirohane, Maccabeus would have given him a roaring reprimand and begun his feast. But the officer was the chieftain's nephew, and while blood ties offered no immunity from discipline, the chieftain held all his pack to the same high standards of obedience, Maccabeus knew that if his nephew said the situation in the hangar needed his attention, it did. He pulled his thorn from the dipping bowl and took as big a bite as he could manage. A third of the meat disappeared into his mouth. The chieftain didn't bother to chew, just let the marbled flesh slide slowly down his gullet, then wedged the thorn back onto the platter.
"Begin," he barked, striding through his ravenous pack. "But take care you leave my share."